Hi, I'm your host, Kentavious, and the date is October 9th, 2020, and welcome to GovTalk, the information-based podcast where I state facts about the topic of the day while including background knowledge, examples, and my own personal opinion. Before getting started, I would like to thank all my listeners for tuning in today's episode and hope you're having a great day. And with all that said, let's get started. The topic of today is judicial activism. It originated in the U.S. in 1947. For those of you who don't know or aren't familiar with judicial activism, it's used when a judge lets their political or personal views to persuade their decision on a case. That means if a case where the law fails to establish a balance, judicial activism allows judges to use their personal judgment. The Supreme Court uses this power to revoke state laws that denied civil rights guaranteed by the Constitution. For example, the case of Roe v. Wade was a landmark decision of the Supreme Court that the U.S. Constitution protects women's liberty to choose to have an abortion. The case was between Norma Lee Nelson, aka Jane Roe, which was a fake name used to protect the plaintiff's identity. She filed a lawsuit against Henry Wade, the district attorney of Dallas, in which Roe said the state's law were unconstitutional. The case was decided by a panel of three U.S. judges. The court for the Northern District of Texas heard the case and ruled in her favor. The court classified the right that women can and should choose if they want an abortion. The courts were required to look over the abortion laws under the standard called strict scrutiny, the highest level of judicial review in the U.S. This case struck down a lot of state and federal abortion laws. When Roe versus Wade had first come to judicial review, the justices decided to hear the abortion argument with new judges. Twice the courts decided to strike down the state's abortion legislation. Moving on, another example of when judicial activism is used is in the case of Texas versus Johnson. It was another landmark decision made by the Supreme Court. The case was in 1984. The issue was that a man named Gregory Lee Johnson had burned the American flag in front of City Hall. His reasoning for burning the flag in front of City Hall was to protest against President Ronald Reagan's administration policies. Johnson was tried and convicted under the Texas law outlawing flag desecration. Johnson was sentenced to a year in jail and $2,000 in fine. But his case wasn't done yet. The case later went to the Supreme Court. In a 4-5 decision, Johnson's burning of the flag was protected by the First Amendment, and the High Court agreed that symbolic speech, no matter how offensive to some, is protected under the First Amendment, which states Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise. That in short means freedom of speech does not protect all speech. There are exceptions. Moving on from the example cases and back to what judicial activism really is before I close out. Judicial activism happens when a judge allows the decision on a case and is only appropriate when there is a good reason not to trust the judgment or fairness of the majority. And to close out the podcast, I would like to thank everyone for tuning in to GovTalk. And don't forget to come back for next episode. It's been fun. Hope you found it informative and helpful. I'm Kentavious Mallard, and this is GovTalk, and I'm out.